On August 7th, 2017, kind of a rainy day, and that brought back Lake Christie, the moat on our Margate beaches. It even flooded out large portions of the Ventnor Beach and Boardwalk. Of course, the Ventnor Boardwalk hides a lot of the flooding that occurs. But if you haven't noticed by now, the Army Corps of Engineers is systematically degrading and sometimes destroying the most important assets of Margate and Ventnor, and that's our beaches, the ocean, and the boardwalk. If this kind of mess was caused by a private sector business, they'd be liable for massive damages. Some of them could be put out of business. But since this shore protection project is directed by the federal government and the state of New Jersey, they get to hide behind this thing called sovereign immunity. In most cases, they can't be sued. But the Army Corps of Engineers and the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, they can be slowed down with injunctions. We finally did that, and it worked. These non-elected government organizations need to be called out in the news media, in social media. Any way you can, you got to call them out. Every local politician, especially those looking for votes in November, they need to step up and provide their input on this catastrophe. Americans with disabilities and our seniors, they're getting screwed the worst. They can't get through that bacterial mess. It's like a war zone. As a community, we lost numerous ADA compliant access points to the beach and water. Know a local politician that supported the dune and beach work? Or maybe they just kept quiet about it? Let them know this November. And where is the Surf Rider organization? They're supposed to be a champion of surf and sand. They love talking about that. They claim to be a community of everyday people who passionately protect our ocean, our waves, and beaches. Where are they? They do good work. But why did they avoid this one? Where is Surf Rider? And where is Sustainable Down Beach? And the Margate and Ventnor Green Teams? This dune and beach building, it's not about public safety and protecting property. That's what they want you to think. It's purely a money grab, courtesy of the U.S. Congress,
Frank Lobiondo,
the Department of Environmental Protection, and contractors like Weeks Marine. And boy, they are weak when it comes to executing what the Army Corps puts together. Shame on Congressman Frank Lobiondo of Ventnor, and to all of you knuckleheads at the DEP and the Army Corps and Weeks Marine, you may want to quietly, you know, pack up in the dark of night, slink on to another town somewhere far away and do some other unneeded project. Because now you have thousands of new enemies here in Margate, Ventnor, Longport, and Atlantic City. Matter of fact, all across the country, because they're all chipping in for this work. And we are more than just pissed. We're on a mission. You hurt family vacations, retail business, home values. You underwater strip mine for sand. It crushed our surf fishing, clamming, and much of our delicate offshore marine environment.
Lately, they build a lot of environmentally destructive boondoggles.
Frank Lobiondo,
you misled us. You used fear and bully tactics.
Hey, we're not going to Margate. Did you see that dump?
This is a disaster.
Bigger dunes and berms and extended beaches, which you admit will get eaten away over time. And then you'll come back in 3 years and re-nourish and replenish. But you messed with the wrong peeps. Be careful, Ventnor and Longport. You're next in line for this disgraceful use of U.S. taxpayer funds. And yep, you get that crazy local cost share too. Can you believe it? Ventnor needs to borrow money to bond in order to pay about $450,000 for this current renourishment of our very old dunes, which we have to renourish every 3 years. These dunes are already 20 feet high, and they need to pump and dump more sand on top of these dunes. The Army Corps needs to do that. How else are they going to get paid? Hey, Ventnor, you see your new tax bill? Yep, you are paying more to make our really tall Ventnor Dunes even taller. And to those who like sitting on the boardwalk in Ventnor, looking out over the ocean, on the boardwalk that's not blocked by a dune at this point, that view is going away.
This is a fundamentally flawed plan that cannot be bandaged or tweaked or modified and be okay.
The design that they have is flawed.
The problem isn't when they're doing it. The problem isn't how they're doing it. The problem isn't where they're doing it. The problem is that they're doing it.
Hey, we're not going to Margate. Did you see that dump?
The Army Corps of Engineers, a huge percentage of their projects are fixing damages caused by previous Army Corps of Engineer projects. That's how they operate.
In the spring of 2005 in Ventnor, and the mayor, Tim Kreischer, he did the right thing. He put a bulldozer on the dune at Avon Avenue and started to tear it down. Why? Because the dune all the way to Fredericksburg Avenue was cliffed and you couldn't get on the beach. And he knew immediately that was disaster staring Ventnor in the face.
The design that they have is flawed.
I am scared to go into the water. What about next year? Hey, we're not going to Margate. Did you see that dump?
Frank Lobiondo, dredging destroys the ocean floor and ecosystem.
Why not improve the bulkhead, which is permanence to it, rather than put up sand dunes, which are just grains of sand put together, which can wash away in any big storm? We've had a back bay problem for years here.
This is a disaster.
Frank Lobiondo.
Why have they been so stubborn with this whole thing? It's just 127 miles of Christie project they want, and that's it?
This is a disaster.
They've never really been accountable to the taxpayers.
What's the point of saving the island if the people can't go to the beach?
Frank Lobiondo.
Well, you gotta remember, there's this kind of iron triangle that goes on between the Army Corps, members of Congress, and the special interests that benefit from these projects. They've never really been accountable to the taxpayers.
What's the point of saving the island if the people can't go to the beach?
Hey, thanks a lot for supporting DownBeachBuzz.com as we try to fill this massive information void about this project and a lot of stuff that happens down here along the South Jersey Shore. Subscribe to our email newsletter and support our sponsors. Local media, local newspaper and radio doesn't cover this stuff. They've covered it up. They've ignored it for so long. They were forced on this story. Now that about 70% of the taxpayers don't live here full time, there's even more of a disconnect. Join our email newsletter. No spam, just news. The stuff you need. Go to DownBeachBuzz.com. Thank you.
AC Primetime Radio, sponsored by Lacey Cleaning, the best in carpet cleaning, construction site cleanup, and rental turnovers. Go to LaceyCleaning.com. And AC Primetime Radio is powered by Get Smart Digital, the fastest growing, most sexy digital marketing company along the Jersey Shore. Need a kick-ass website? Hit them up. GetSmartDigital.com.